think they're working at it. I think they're moving along. The big test will come in training camp because obviously that's when, you know, there's a little more bullets that are flying. But I think we're off to a good start. There's a lot of work to do, but I think we're heading the right direction.
You've worn
different hats, coaching hat, personnel hat. What are you looking for in practice? Do you jump back and forth between the two roles at all?
Yeah, I think you're just watching practice, and I stand behind some of the drills because I like to see some of the communication, some of the interaction. Haven't been in some offensive meetings. I spent some time in some defensive meetings this spring. So just so you can see what's being coached and you can see whether or not the players can actually apply it on the field. So the communication, how they interact, you know, just their mannerisms. So I just like to take that perspective from behind and just see whether or not they're taking the coach and they're processing the information.
Does it also help you as a personnel person, having evaluated these guys, to see how often they're doing what you anticipated when you rated them?
Sure. Anytime you have an opportunity to spend with them in the meetings like I have and be able to understand that what they're going to have to go through on a day-to-day basis, and then when they come out to practice, I think it's invaluable. And I think, you know, our staff does a great job, our scouting staff does a great job of sort of identifying the right qualities in the players. And, you know, you're constantly being evaluated on a day-to-day basis. Everybody is. And, you know, what you did the next day, you want to be able to be more consistent and be consistent moving forward. And that's the name of the game.
How would you characterize communication between coordinators without having the coordinators? What did you see this week?
Yeah, I think the communication's been great. I mean, there's a lot of talk on the field. You know, the players are communicating amongst themselves. I think the flow of communication is great, whether it's offensively or defensively. So I think that's one of the things that we've stressed, that Bill has stressed during the spring, is the importance of communication, because the reality is when they're out there on the field, they're the ones that are communicating. I mean, there's 70,000 people that are in the stands, so it's up to the players to sort of get everything straightened out. And the more that they understand what the other guy is doing, the better off everybody's going to be in the long run.
I apologize if you were asked this, the Logan Mankin situation. How do you guys deal with that internally? I mean, he made some pretty strong statements. Where do you guys side on this?
I know Bill talked about it the other day. I'm not going to really get into any sort of contractual discussions. I think we'll leave that between the player and the club.
Since the season ended with the playoff loss, that we've heard several times that leadership was the problem last year on the team. The guys that you brought in as free agents, the guys that you drafted, was that more of an emphasis to find good quality guys, leaders?
You know, I think it's funny, we were talking about this the other day. Every year is sort of a blank slate. So whatever happened a previous year, you're looking at 2010 and saying, okay, what's the best team that we can put on the field? And you try to find players that fit what we're doing and what we're all about. So, you know, I'd say the process wasn't any different this year than it is every year. We're trying to find the right people that fit what we do and how that all comes together. You know, obviously there's still a few more things need to get done with training camp, and by September 12th, hopefully we'll have it figured out.